Okay, we're chazrin again Mishnah Dalet. Perik of Mishnah Dalet. Me'im osai mot adam likach yag b'motzei shavuot. When you're allowed to take yag b'motzei shavuot, mishayase kayotze boy. What does that mean? Let's see what it says over here in the kahati. You okay, sir?
I'm fine.
We're not concerned that maybe it's shvius. Enough time passes that you can grow the equivalent of what is present in the field. Then we assume that what you have in your hand is from the eighth year. Here's the point. Because if already the amount of time has passed in the eighth year where the equivalent can grow, then we have a right to assume that new growth has been added to this onion that has been planted in the year of the seventh year, and now it's bottle. Got it?
Good.
It's bottle because the new growth will hereby be mevatel the old growth.
Since it grew now in the eighth year,
since it grew
as
now,
much as it was before, right? Is that what he's saying? Since the amount that it grew was as much as.
Since the amount that it grew in the
eighth year
was
before,
right?
From the seventh year,
so it's a spatel.
Is that correct?
Correct.
You're having a hard time comprehending that for some reason.
I have no hard time comprehending. I'm just in my mind is not here.
Okay.
Because you've said things to me. What's Asa Bakir? Im Hamokim Shemakdim L'Special Perus Kvar Asa B'Kitz. Let's say the Mokim Shemakdim L'Havshil Perus Kvar Asa Kayotze Boy. Let's say this Mokim, this is called the place. It's a place where the fruit blossoms very quickly.
Okay.
Im Hamokim Shemakdim L'Vasash Perus Kvar Asa Kayotze Boy. Hutu Ha'afel. Ah. Then the place, the location where it takes a long time to grow, also becomes mutter. You're allowed to go and take fruit from the place where the fruits delay. We have a right to assume that the fruit came from the place where it's bokir. So if there are two different locations, there is a location called the bokir, and there's a place called the afil. If the fruits in the bakir have ripened, so you're allowed to purchase fruit in the store. We have a right to assume that the fruit came from the bakir, did not come from the afil. Because if it came from the afil, then the fruit is probably still forbidden, because the fruit that grows in the afil is still the perishvius. I mean, the only time an onion that has been planted in the ground becomes mutter in the eighth year is when it has grown long enough, when we can say the new growth was mevatel the old growth. Right? The new growth must be mevatel va.
The new growth must be mevatel the alter growth.
Alter growth. So therefore, if you go and you purchase fruit,
right,
and you do not know, did this fruit, now let's say you have two different fields. One field, the fruit was very quick to develop, and one field, the fruit is very quick to develop, one field, the fruit is very slow to develop. So in the field that the fruit is very quick to develop, so then it's mutter, because then we have a right to assume, since already enough time has passed where a new fruit can grow, so that means even if it's an old fruit, it's also going to be mutter, because if it's an old fruit, the new growth was mevatel the old growth. But if you go and you buy your food from a field that's very slow to develop, we have two concerns. First of all, maybe if it's slow to develop, then we have a concern that the food is from seventh year, and it has not yet grown enough where the new growth is mevatel the old growth.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay, so therefore they have a suffix. And you go to the store and you find a fruit,
yeah,
an onion, and you do not know, did this onion come from the field where it grows very quick, or did it grow from the field where it grows very slow?
Right.
So you have to be concerned that the fruit grew from the field. You need to be concerned that the fruit grew from the field where it grows very
slow.
And therefore it is forbidden. it's forbidden fruit. Okay? So therefore it says no. We can be lenient. We have a right to assume that a goof in the field where grows a risk. Also Bakir, if Mamokam Shamokam Shamakim Lispashal Pirosov Osak Osak Kroyotzabo, Hutar Haafil, Motorlikah Kam Bimokam Shapirosov Maachrim, Lispashel, why? Sha'anu Toilin, because we assume Shahayara Kuva Minha Bakir, we assume the food grew from the place where it grows very quickly.
That's what we say. It, we don't have to be chayshish for that it grew in the snow place.
No, that's exactly what it says.
Okay.
However, Rabbi hit the liach yarak b'moitzes shuyas miad takeif immediately. The hascholas hashana shminis v'shnei tam amu b'zel alef l'fi shohayu mevim harbe yarak michutz liyaretz eretzral. First, when you go into the market, you have a right to assume that it's from the roif, and right as soon as shvius ends, they bring food from chutz liaretz, and chutz liaretz there is no concern. The rabba that's number one. The rabba ala erech shabertzshal l'fi shayyarek gadol mavash l'tuch shnayim u'shlosh yamim, because he holds that vegetables can grow so quickly in 2-3 days. So therefore, immediately the new growth is mevatel the old growth. Okay, clear.
Let's
chazen the Mishnah now inside of here with the pictures. Mishnah Gimel, Bitzal, Mishnah Dal, and the aim of Sai Moto, other one is the person's permitted. Likach, Yarek, Bimotzesh, when are you allowed to buy Yarek vegetables, Bimotzesh, Mishiyase, Kayetse, Boy? When a new food can grow, if let's say it takes an onion to grow for, say, 3 weeks, so then you can buy onions after 3 weeks, because even if this onion happens to be an onion from Shavis that grew during the 7th year, since it's now 3 weeks into the 8th year, and in 3 weeks a whole onion can grow, so even if this is an old onion, we have a right to assume that it grew so much more in these 3 weeks that it was mevatel the old growth.
Right.
Okay, so that's when it's mutter. Now let's say also, now we have another show, let's say only 2 weeks have passed. And if 2 weeks have passed, so then there are different types of fields. There are some fields that are on steroids. And those fields can produce onions very quickly in 2 weeks.
How do you read that?
When the field can produce the equivalent of what you see in front of you. You see in front of you an onion. In this onion, there's a very real possibility that this onion grew in the 7th year. If the onion grew in the 7th year, is it mutter or is it asr?
7th year, it's asr.
It's asr. So how then can there be mutter?
Right.
The answer is if the 8th year it grows more, then the new growth is mevatel the old growth.
Okay. So this is like in December time or something, in Kislev time?
Whenever it is, in Kislev time.
It can't be in Tishrei, right?
Tishrei, no, in Tishrei time.
In Tishrei, how could the onion grow as much as it grew before?
That's what the Metzius. The Metzius is vegetables grow very quickly. Once they grow, like human beings, once they grow, they don't get bigger. Once a child spurts. When once a child reaches maturity, that's it, a child doesn't grow. So new people come into this world, they sprout up. They become taller and bigger and greater.
Okay.
And then the people that are around.
Okay, very good.
So when are you allowed to go to the store to purchase onions in the year 8?
Right.
The answer is if enough time in the year 8 has passed where you can produce new fruit, if enough time has passed in year 8
that can sprout, that it would have been able to sprout anew,
then you can sprout new fruit.
See, something's bothering you today. Whoa, I never saw you like this.
Yes, you did.
Never. Go ahead.
Mishayase kayetse boy.
Yeah.
Year 8. It's now year 8. Okay, year 8. Are you allowed to purchase food in year 8?
It depends. If it's quite,
if enough time has passed in year 8,
yeah,
when you can, when the field can produce the equivalent of what you see in front of you. You see in front of you an onion.
Okay, good.
There's a real concern that this onion is from year 7. But if enough time in year 8 has passed, that if you plant a seed and it would produce exactly the same size what you see in front of you, then it's mutter. Because even if this onion happened to be from year 7, the fact that it's still in the ground in year 8 means it has grown more, it has grown a significant amount. And that amount, that new amount that has grown, is mevatel anything that is old.
Okay.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Mishyatzek hayotzeboy. Now another shiloh. Let's say there is fruit. Let's say there is fruit in the marketplace, and we do not know. Is this fruit from, now there are two different types of fields. The field which grows, let's say for argument, it's 2 weeks into the new year. And in 2 weeks, there are some fields that are very fertile. They're fertile, they can produce onions in 2 weeks. And there are other fields that are not so fertile, they need 3 weeks.
Right.
So you go to the store and you see there's an onion, and you do not know, did this onion come from the field that grew in 2 weeks, or did it grow from the field, or maybe it came from the field, it came from a field where it takes 3 weeks. And the only reason why you're able to, why there is a fruit is because it really grew in the seventh year. The field itself would not be capable of producing an onion in such a short period of time.
Okay.
So how then do you have a complete product? If this field is not capable of producing a product in such a short amount of time, how then is it possible to have in front of you an onion, a complete onion? It must be because it was growing in the seventh year.
Okay.
So Mishias also habakir. Let's say we have also habakir chutar. Once already the bakir.
Yeah.
A bakir means a tree.
Right.
A bakir can produce chutar ha'afil. Even the old fruit, even a fruit that comes from a tree that is ha'afil, is going to be mutter. Why? Because we have a right to assume. When you go into the store and you buy food, you have a right to be makel and assume that this fruit came from the field that can produce food very quickly. So it's mutter. If this field right now can produce food in a short period of time, then even if this food indeed grew last year, the fact that it's now in the field for that amount of time that it's necessary to produce a new food, the new growth is mevatel the old growth.
Okay. Are you okay? Is this switching something?
No, I just want to make sure. I thought for a moment it was someone on my list.
Oh no.
But it wasn't. Wasn't.
Let's go.
Next. Rebbe hit a litach yoch b'moitzah shvius miyad. Rebbe holds that you allow to go buy produce that's growing on the ground on shvius the moment that the eighth year enters. And that doesn't mean mamish, but it means 2-3 days, because Rebbe holds that vegetables grow extremely quickly. Therefore, even if it grew in the seventh year, the new growth of the eighth year in those 2-3 days of the eighth year is mevatel the forbidden growth of the seventh year.
Excellent.
Okay, let's chaz the Rav. Mishiasa kayetze boy, imash nizra b'mitzoy shviyas, yesh gidl from wood grew in mitzoy shviyas. If mitzoy shviyas, you would start fresh. You would put the seed in the ground, and it would produce a fruit of this size. Mimash nizra b'mitzoy shviyas, yesh gidl kayetze b'zeh. So right away, if you go to the store and you find an onion, we have a right to assume this onion grew fresh in the eighth year. Because since enough time in the eighth year has passed for it to start from zero and reach this degree of maturity, we have a right to assume that when you're purchasing in the store, it grew in the eighth year, which is 100% permitted. I go to the store and I see an onion. Question, did this onion grow in the seventh year or did it grow in the eighth year? Well, if enough time in the eighth year has passed where you can manufacture fruit of this size, then you have a right to assume that this fruit grew in the eighth year. And then he goes, inami, even if this fruit indeed grew in the seventh year, the fact that it was in the ground for an amount of time where it can grow the equivalent in the eighth year, we assume that the new growth of the eighth year was mevatel the forbidden growth of the seventh year. Inami, b'nei sheroba ha-heter alu isra v'nispatel. Is that clear? Two different reasons. Okay? Next. Habakir, let's say you go into a field, there are two different fields. fields. There's a field which produces fruit very quickly, there's a field which produces very slowly, and you go to the store, and you do not know if this fruit grew from the field that produced in the 8th year, or maybe it's fruit from the 7th year, because the field cannot produce it so quickly, because the field is an off-field, a late-comer field. So then the halach is, you're allowed to purchase fruit, even if we have a suffix, if it came from the field that's very slow, because we assume, we assume that the fruit came from the place where it goes very quickly. Next, then we come to the Shita of Rebbe. Rabbeinu HaKadosh holds that you are allowed to buy fruit in the 8th year immediately. Why are you allowed to buy fruit in the 8th year immediately? Because he holds that fruits grow very quickly. They grow in 2-3 days. They would bring, so two reasons. Number one, they bring food from outside Eretz Yisrael, and food that grows outside Eretz Yisrael is mutter miyad. The Rav says, I have another reason. In 2-3 days, okay, is the Mishnah clear?
Like a bell.
Okay, now we go to Mishnah Hey. Mishnah says, "Ein motzin shemen shreifa behevus shuyis me'aretz dechutzretz." You're not allowed to bring out. You're not allowed to be motzi'in. Motzi'in means to bring out shemen shreifa. What is shemen shreifa? So let's look at the picture. The picture over here says, "We have shemen shreifa." It means shemen truma shenitma. We have shemen truma.
It's
truma. Yeah. Truma tumea. Yeah. So what do you do with truma? With shemen truma tumea, you have to burn it.
You can use it to for hadlaka. Bein tzarech levar ba'aretz.
Vitzarech. You must burn Eretz Yisrael. The also let's see. You now take it outside Eretz Yisrael.
The kohen has to do this, right? Only the kohen.
No, you don't know anyone. I know. I guess the kohen, because the kohen, it's only his him to benefit. Mishulchan gavaya kazachu.
Right.
Okay. Mishul gavaya kazachu.
Excellent.
Okay. Ain Maitzian Shem and Shreifa, you're not allowed to go take out Shem and Shreifa, Perish Shvi, Smeris, the Chutz, you're not allowed to take out Eretz Shem and Shreifa.
You can't take it where?
You can't take it outside of Israel.
Outside of Israel.
Outside the Holy Land. Ain Maitzian Shem and Shreifa, Perish Shvi, and the fruit of Shvi, Mehoretz, from the Holy Land, Lechutz, Liaretz, to Chutz, Liaretz. Okay? You're not allowed to take out Shem and Shreifa, Perish Shvi, Smeris, from Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to do that. Let's see why. Shemen Shreifa, Shemen Shal Tumash Tumea, Mitoch Shal Shreifa Oimed, since it is designated. Since it is designated for Shreifa, currently it's called Shemen Shreifa, Umala Osul Shreifa Biarets. Shemen Shal Tumash Tumea, Mitoch Shal Shreifa Oimed, currently Shemen Shreifa. Umala Osul Shreifa Biarets, and they made a Mila. What's a Mila? A Chumra. They made a chumrah. Are you with me? You look like you look at Allah.
Perfect.
Umal also the shreifa be arutz. Mitoich shel shreifa. I made korilei shemen since it's destined for
him.
Umal also the shreifa. They made a mal and they made a chumrah.
Yeah.
The shreifa be arutz. Kedashim. What we find.
To do it in the Eretz Yisrael.
Like we find the kedashim sulim. Like we find by kedashim sulim shehein nisrafim b'mekayimam. Has to be burnt in its mokam. Like when it comes to kashm, you have to burn the kashm in the base hamigdash. The pair of shvius shrichem biyir baaretz. The baaretz called here called to us. The lechol bein alacha and shemin. If it has to be burned with davk in Eretz Yisrael, so ein motzin. So he's saying the nala take out. He's saying it's shemin shreifa, which means truma. Okay, this is nothing to do with mesechta shvius. This only being taught over here derech agav. Once we are already learning other halachas about what you now do outside Eretz Yisrael, so we mentioned this as well. Okay, but it's not digger. Ein moitzin shemen shreifa, you don't take a shemen shreifa, pay with shvius, and the fruit of shvius may aharetz from luchos yaretz. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon is a shemati beferush. Shemoitzin, I disagree. Yilad l'suriyov, you are allowed to take out. You're allowed to take out. Listen, now what is he referring to? He's referring to what? Both. I heard the suya. You can take out the suya. Suya's mother. Okay, Mishnah Vav.
Wait a second. So this is only going on Shvius, or is it going on both?
I don't know. It doesn't say. So let's go to the Kahati. Okay, let's see what the Kahati says. Ana b'shem shemati. The fair shemotzin l'tsuya k'loy mash ein din l'shal suya linyan zechusar. So what loy tish l'am shemot shreif? Both.
Okay. Ain't a lot of corruption.
How did the Kati know this? He knew it. Now we're not allowed to bring the truma. Nechutz l'aretz l'aretz. From chutz l'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Let's see if we have the Rav. Here is the way around. Here you're going from Eretz Chutz L'Aretz.
How did you get Truma in Chutz L'Aretz? You're not allowed to bring it into Chutz L'Aretz.
It grew in Chutz L'Aretz.
Truma?
Yes, so yes, in Mikasha, how do you have Truma in Chutz L'Aretz? Because they held me the Rabban and they made the Goyzer and Truma in Bavel. In Suri and Bavel. In Bavel also.
Also Bavel?
And you have to go to Iraq. You ever go there?
You got to give Truma?
Midrabanan, yep. They were Goyzer Truma, but not in America. In America, they're now goyim. The only goyim in certain lands where people live.
They were close.
They were close to Eretz Yisrael, like Bavel, and I think that's it. Maybe in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, but not in America, not in
the United States of America.
You wanted to show?
Huh?
No.
There's one behind you.
You're playing with my mind.
Did you sleep?
What?
Honestly, what did you sleep? Was in? Like the
bus. We did this picture yesterday. Bakir makam shabai hagdiva paris legdol, afil makam bai maachin paris legdol, they go delay by dine him katanim, anu toilum shamakam abuka higia of the god al better. Mud legdol shamakam afil btsad batsal hagodol bimakam makam mud legdol bimakam afil batsal bgoidel batsal bgoidel hamakam abuka. It was part of the previous session. Okay, so what is the mission of off? Ein meviim truma mechusos laaretz lefisha hatruma koyhan lefisha hatruma koyhanim machzina acharel lebeis hagranos. Since shehatruma koyhanim machaziron achareha lebeis hagranos. Since truma lefisha hatruma koyhanim machazirin acharech lebeis hagranos. The Kohanim are what's machazirin achadel b'segronos chayish rabban shema yu a Kohanim merat machrecha v'yitziu chutz liyoretz lahavi esatruma. So ain't lachem shemuz mean ain mevin truma mechutz liyoretz tiaretz. The why not? Why are you not allowed to bring truma chutz liyoretz lefi shatruma shlatruma Kohanim machzino lachol b'segronos.
Okay, to bring
it to Kohanim, the Kohanim, they like to go, the Parnas, they like to go to the granary and they stand around and they say, you know, I'm a Kohen, and you have here grain, so maybe you should give it to me. So therefore, Lefisha, Kohan, Tumusha, Tumu, Kohanim, Machzun, Lala, Lewis, Agranus, Chaisha, Abon, and Shema, Yu, Kohanim, Rat, Machadeha, they're going to run after it. The Yetsu, Chutz, the Yetsu, Chutz, Loretz, Lahavias, Achuma. So therefore, they're gonna make you Yerida. But what are they gonna accomplish now? You're gonna go to Bavel. Oh, you're gonna give me Truma. Problem. So you're not gonna accomplish, because what am I gonna do with it? I can't bring it back home. If you're allowed to take Truma from Chutz Liaretz to Eretz Yisrael,
I thought Stam is there. It's a Pachisa Zaz.
No. The reason is no. The reason is because if you're going to be allowed to, if you, what do you mean you read it? The reason if you're going to be allowed to bring truma from Chutz Liaretz to Eretz Yisrael, then the Kohanim are going to leave Eretz Yisrael. They're going to flood the market, or they're going to leave. Why? They parnasa. They're going to go. Oh, I heard there's a gewaldige granary in Bavel. There's a big vault stock in Bavel, and he gives a lot of. He leaves all the gives it to the Kohanim who come. So I'll go there. So in the meantime, you're going to be spending a half a year, you're going to be running to Bavel. You're going to be in Bavel to get the Gutuma. So now the Chazal said, guess what? Very good. You went there to Bavel. You got the Truma. What are you going to do with it now? You can't take it to Eretz Yisrael. So you're going to be stuck there in Bavel. I don't want to be stuck in Bavel. I have nowhere to live in Bavel. I can't afford to live in Bavel. So therefore, Chazal said, you're not going to gain anything. Chazal did not want people to leave Eretz Yisrael. It's an amazing principle. We don't appreciate that. If you're living in Eretz Yisrael, Chazal did not want you to abandon the land. If you are allowed to take the Truma from Chutz Liaretz and bring it to Eretz Yisrael, there is a real concern that you will abandon the land. You'll go to Chutz Liaretz in order to get the Truma. We don't want you to do that. So the way they prevented you from doing that is they told you, you're not going to accomplish anything. You're going to go to Chutz Liaretz, you're going to get the Truma, but what are you going to do with it? You're not going to be allowed to bring it home.
Okay.
Right? It's like you have a car. Okay, fine. So aim, that's the mission. The feature of Truma Kohen Machzim Lechol Lebeis Hakvan is Cheshem Rabbanu Shem Yikaranim Mirat Macharech Vyotzi Chutz Liaretz Laaretz Vyotzi Chutz Liaretz Lechavi Yisat Truma Vyain Lach Reb Shimon.
Okay? You can't do it. You're allowed to bring it.
You're not, that's why
Shimon
says Shemat Vyoshem Rivim Mitzuri Vyain Vin Yimim Suria. Only from Suria. Ain Vyain Truma Lechmeyar Miyaretz Chutz Liaretz. Amna Mishma Shimon says Shemat Vyofer Shemavim Mitzuri Suria. From Suria you can. So in other words, we're not afraid. You can go to Suya to get some Truma. That's okay, but they don't let you go.
The Ein Alacha.
The Ein Alacha of Shimon, you're not allowed to go, Either way, another way. Okay, Baruch Hashem, new parak. Klal Gol, Amar B'Shvitz. So you know there's another Mesechta compared to Klal Gol. Klal Gol, which Mesechta? Which Mesechta is it called the Klal Gol?
Something in Shabbos, I think.
Very good. Very good, you dafyomi man. Dafyomi. Today's Nazir. Oh, very important.
Klal Gadol.
Klal Gadol, Amru, B'Shvi, is Kolshu, Machlodah, Machl Behema, Min HaTzoivim, anything which is Machlodah, Machl Behema, Min HaTzoivim, Be'einu Meskayim Ba'aretz, Yesh L'Shvi'es, Udam of Shvi'es. Now what does that mean? Mimin hatsoivim. What's mimin hatsoivim? What does this mean? It means zeroim, mayim, gidul shviyah, sha'ayi de bishula mafike mehem tseva, ebidu zedai, yesh behem kidusha shviyah. Okay, look, you do take over your seeds, and you put some water, and you put some heat, see fire, smoke, steam, pollution, and what do you got? You got colored water. You got colored water. What color is the water? Green, red, purple, orange.
Okay.
Okay, that's
Michael
called
Adam, Michael Behema, Mimin's volume. Anything that's a Michael Adam,
Michael Behema, or color, seeds which are used to make coloring, the Einim is Kain Baritz, and it's not Miskain Baritz, it's not less in the ground. So that means, Yesh Lashvias, Uludam of Shvias. Here, if you sell it, here's an onion, Mochar Peris Shvias, if I sell you. If someone sells per shvius and I give you money, the money af hadamem nitvisu be kedusha shvius. The money also has sanctity. Okay, the money has sanctity, and is yeshloi bi. Now, what is it there for? Yeshloi bi. What does it mean bi? Now again, to the degree yeshloi bi or. What does it mean? Bi means to destroy. Bi or. What is bi or? Udamav and the money bi or. If a zehu ze ale haluf hashayte. Ah, the leaf of the luf. The luf hashayte, the foolish one. Aleha ha dan dana period ha ulshan endives the hakeration leak the horigila the netzechalav. Now let's see what's over here. Yeshloi biur. What does it mean biur? Yarok she'enoi miskayim ba'aretz ela nirka v'kala. A vegetable that is not last in the earth, but rots and it withers away. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not going to last. A yarok. A yarok, a vegetable.
Yeah.
She'ena meskayim ba'aretz, ela nirka v'ratz v'kola. Has beer. What does it mean beer? Beer means, v'sheyich l'hayark menasodet tzorch l'var af in a bais. When it's no longer available, the food, you have to move from the house. Do you have it in the house, a box of these vegetables lying in your house, once it's no longer available in the food, it has to be removed from the house. That's called beer.
Yeah.
Okay? Then the thing called, ola aleh haluf ha'shayt. What's this? Ikar. Here is the bulb. Yesh loy uladam of shviyas ve'ein loy uladam of bir l'kaman mishnah. There's something called shviyas, but bir, there's no din bir. Why not? Because this something is always available in the field. Okay, the bulb of this thing called the luf hashaita. But aleha, but that's the loaf. But the leaf, Allah yesh lo yeludama bi shviyas yesh yeludama biur. Okay, so he's differentiating between the leaf and between the bulb. Okay, do you know that? There are two different parts to a loaf. A loaf. Do you know what a loaf is?
Yep.
There's the leaf of the loaf,
and
there's the bulb. So the bulb itself has shvius and does not have beer. Why is there no such thing called beer with regard to the bulb? Because it's always available in the field. But the leaf, what about the leaf? Is there beer for the leaf? The answer is, there is yes beer for the leaf. Because the leaf is not available. The leaf withers away. The leaf dries out. It does not exist for a very long period of time. It's only around temporarily. Okay? So let's go back a little to the Mishnah. Klal Gadol. Klal Gadol. The shvius, the rules of shvius apply. That's kiddush shvius. Let's see, klal gadol, ladam of shvius im machwan. If you sell it, the kiv ladam of mishalachem, and you accept money in exchange, yesh b'demem kiddushas shvius. The money has kiddushas shvius. I guess we have yet to learn exactly what that kiddush entails. We have yet to learn and understand the depth of this statement. Good. Yesh loy biur. What does it mean? Yesh loy biur. Kishakala. Kishakala Lechia means it's moisture. Kishakala Lechia Chayav Levaya.
When it's finished living?
Yeah. Chayav Levaya. You gotta get rid of it. You gotta dispose of it. Okay? Lechia means it's moisture. Kishakala Lechia Yeshua. Allah Halef HaShayte. It's Rich Levisne Luf Shayte. Mishum the Tamperi, Mishum the Tamperi Basra the Uxin. We learned there the leaf. The leaf of the luf shaita ain mitame tumas oichlin. It's not mitame tumas oichlin. Does not contaminate tumas oichlin. Okay. Alei luf shayte ein mitame tumas oichlin. It's not mitame tumas oichlin. Salka daita chamin hachinami loy leichul alecha kiddush shvius kamashman. Since it's not mitame tumas oichlin, I would think. excuse me. That there's no okay, that's very chiddush. I don't know why, but this leaf of the luf hashayte is not mitame tumas eichlin. Okay, there's no contamination. There is no contamination. If you come in contact with the human corpse, it does not become tame. So I would think the same way. There is no contamination. There is no din shvius. Kamash melon. There is din shvius. That's the chiddush. Okay, then we have va'alei hadan dana. Hadan dana. You like the word? Va'alei hadan dana. Okay, practice that word. Dan dana. Dan dana. Dan dana. What does that mean? Da'arave nana. Avalaz minto. Mint. The leaf of hadan dana. Ha'ulshin is endives. Terei gavni ulshin. They're two different types. Hein ulshe gina. Ha'ulshe sade. They're endives. They grow in the garden. And there are field endives. And other years, it's very common. It's not called a food. Where it's not common, garden variety is not common. Because that's all there is. You see, it's all a matter of supply and demand. Okay, so that the chiddush over here is just even ulshin sade. Even though normally it's not chashiv, but in this year when people are not allowed to have in the garden ulshin, so the only thing of a wild ulshin in the field, it's chashiv. It's going to be mitame. It's going to be mitame, and not only is it mitame, it's also going to have a kedusha shvius. Vehakireishin leak. Okay, leak. Nami trei gavne ninu v'kar shegina v'kar shesod v'kar shesod it's shich lashminan. Dealing with leak of the field, the hor gila, What's Gogila? Heim Chalug Loy Gois. These are Chalug Loy Gois. What are those? See what those are? Okay, it's a certain type of vegetable. It's delicious. The Netzei Chalav. What does that mean? Netzei Chalav. Pirachim Levanim Kichalav. Flowers.
White
flowers like milk. Perishacher. Esef, who is a type of grass. Kishenechtach Yetzim Min Chalav. It's a type of grass. When you cut it, when you break it, milk flows forth. Okay? So they look over here, a flower. Pirachim Levanim Chalav. White flowers. White flowers or grass, when you split it, it breaks. Either it looks like milk or milk actually flows from it. Okay, so what does it say over here? V'netze chalav machol behema and machol behema. What's machol behema? A machol behema question mark. What does that mean? Machol behema? Okay, machol behema. Hachichim v'hadar dorim. Thorns. Minei kaitzim, different types of thorns. Umimin hatzayvim. Sefiche istis. Chu shetzayvim v'kimin techelas. Okay, we have to stop here because I have to daven.
Okay.
All right, we're in the middle, almost finished.
Very good. How many minutes?
35 minutes.